Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that literally was created with you in mind, but it's founded with principles that we can use in our everyday living. It's a show that motivates and inspires and pulls you and places you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I am about to burst open because today is a very, very special day. Why is this day so special? Because I've got two amazing kings. Wow, doesn't that sound good, say?
Who are the kings you're talking about?
KJ, none other than our magnificent producer, KJ, and of course, our Niles Finky. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Fink Lee. At first, when I first came on the show, was Finkles. So.
I do know. I do know.
It changed overnight, you know?
Yes, it did. Guys, I did some studying over the weekend. I celebrated some wonderful things. And before I get into all of that, because KJ tells me I have to stay focused, I want
Why
to
Why are you
going to
call me out like that?
Because I want to let people know. I kid you not. We've got a running joke in our family that when KJ calls, I go into another room. And they're like, I don't get it. You know, what does this guy know? I said, man, this guy is so impregnated with future. He's so impregnated with leadership. He has on him not just the leadership spirit, but he has the spirit of leadership. So when he calls, I answer. How about that?
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. So I'm doing some thinking, right? I'm sitting down and I'm writing some notes out. And I thought about turning chaos into victory. I'm thinking, okay, what does chaos mean? And again, doing my studying, Niles, KJ, I discovered that the new Oxford American Dictionary defines chaos as complete disorder and confusion, right? But here's what I want to kind of put into practice. What if we were to change the way our mindset, change the way we read a word or the definition of that word if it's used in a negative connotation?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what I'm saying. If it's the state, okay, the word complete means that there's absolutely nothing lacking, right? It's all inclusive, mm-hmm. The word state. We gave the definition of complete disorder or confusion as it relates to chaos. Follow me. Disorder is a state of confusion. So let's look at the word state, S-T-A-T-E, state. It has a lot of different definitions, but for all intents and purposes, let's use this particular definition of state, meaning a condition. So, like ice. Ice can be a solid and a liquid. It depends on what state, right? All right, so a state is subject to change. All right. Okay.
This is getting scientific.
Okay. All right. I'm keeping it simple. Disorder is a state of confusion, meaning that there must have been another state. Come on, man. There was an order before disorder came. So if you're looking at chaos, it's how are you looking at the situation? Everything has a state that is what? The condition it's subject to change.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying chaos, and we use the analogy peace, all right? We were talking right before we got on the air, and we talked about, okay, this and that and this and that. I said, but peace was already there. It's when we started to interject our finite thinking that we got chaotic.
Let's put some context into that. We were all a little bit disorganized coming together.
Absolutely.
Until we all sat down and talked about what we're gonna talk about on air.
Yeah.
It came together.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
So basically, guys, this is a freestyle show. We freestyling, okay?
You know,
all right.
No, not.
Okay. I'll give you a beat. I'll give you a beat.
Yeah.
But you get it though. How do you turn your chaos into victory? Chaos, again, is how are you looking at the situation?
That's true. Perspective.
Come on, change your mindset.
Perspective.
Absolutely.
It's like the saying, like, okay. You have all of this going on in your life. Can you control it? No. Then you have nothing to worry about. But can you control it? Yeah, I can control it. So you have nothing to worry about.
By how you respond to it, technically.
Yes.
Okay.
You
think you
have nothing to worry about in both situations.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. One, you control. Why are you stressing?
Why are you stressing?
Mm.
So how are we
Gems.
How are we going to look at things now moving forward? We can't look at it as being chaotic. Yes. There are things that are going on in our lives. I get it. But think about the confusion. If there is confusion, right? A lack of disorder.
Yes.
The principle is if everything really has already been done, then live your life with the mindset that the answer's here. No, you're not willing anything to be done. You're truly living. The answer is a yes. Everything is yes and amen, even when we don't understand it. It's still yes and amen. If there's a relationship, and you know who I'm talking about. I get it. Some people don't believe. I choose to believe that there is a God, and he really does have my best interest at heart, and I play a role in my life. So let's change the way, and you say it best, the perspective. How are you seeing things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
love you. Now, I don't know why I was just focusing on what you said, what you said about I play a role in my life. I was focusing on the word role.
Mm.
You know, like, interesting. Like, are we playing a part? Or, like, are we 100% active? When you say role, I'm like, that's an intriguing word in this instance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, help me out, guys, you know, with that. But
I'm going to leave you right there.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Thank you. Thank you for leaving me hanging. I appreciate it.
You play a part in your life.
Yeah.
You can choose to be happy, or you can choose to dwell on that thing that you're calling a lack.
Yeah.
In your life. You make your own choice. You choose to be happy. I choose happiness. I choose life.
I have a question.
I'm listening.
Now, what if you're that person who's falling so deep into that quote unquote chaos?
Mm-hmm.
How do you reach them? Because what you're saying sounds easy to you.
Yeah.
To them, it's like, I've tried it.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked. Because I've oftentimes been asked that question. Now what? I go back, I just use the technique of one, prayer before I even speak, and then two, I have to remind that person of life before you got here. And I feel like I'm the poster child of, well, you made a mistake. Yep, mm-hmm. You went broke. Yep, repo man came. Yep, you fell into foreclosure. Yep. So I know, and I tell the story to my daughter that you can't give me excuses about why you're not living in purpose. I get it. Life happens. Oh, dear God. I told you my story. 119, 120 days of hell. But God.
It was just working out. From your perspective, it seemed like everything was chaotic. Mm-hmm. Everything's just whizzing around you. It's like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I am uncomfortable. But that chaos was trying to get you uncomfortable so you can become comfortable where the place you're supposed to be.
Absolutely. Thank you.
But then to me, that also speaks to your expectations. And where do your expectations come from? KJ, help say something, KJ.
He's stepping on toes right now. Where are your expectations coming from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you formulating those expectations?
Is it you?
Because it has to do with, like, image and how you see things, how you think things should be.
Are you going by societal expectation? Personal expectation? Yep. Is your parents your expectation?
Exactly.
Wow. Where are your expectations coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're both actors, Niles.
Yes.
We have our insecure moments. We do a lot.
Yes.
So we want the audience to be pleased.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
A lot.
Absolutely.
Half the time. It's like, I hope I don't look stupid quacking like a duck on this scene.
That good old validation.
Yep, that good validation. Yeah. Am I good enough? But here's an interesting thing to all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You are good enough.
You better believe.
Did you know that?
Absolutely.
Nope. Sometimes it takes consistent reminding, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So you answered the question. I gave my tidbit, but you just answered the question. How do you reach someone who's in an abyss, in a black hole, that think this is as good as it's going to get? I might as well, on a temporary decision like suicide, for a permanent solution, stand.
Yeah,
you gotta change. Believe in somebody, something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, and I think God shows you the impossibilities.
Come on.
And when I say impossibilities, I mean that's relative to how we think and how we perceive as humans, because we can't perceive past a certain point.
That's when your faith kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we operate in faith, right?
Yeah.
But it's a part where you're using your faith. But then there's a little bitty gap of expecting to see that.
Yes.
That's where you're holding on for dear life, and God says, I got you.
Yep.
Grace, unmerited favor.
You're not falling apart. You're just falling into place.
Come on, man. That's
Reverend KJ in the house. Reverend KJ.
I got it from a song. I don't know what the song is called, but I listen to it before I go to sleep.
Oh, my God. I love that. You're not falling out of place.
Yeah.
You're falling
into place.
Into place.
You're not falling apart. You're just falling into place.
Those can be lyrics. I think KJ should come up with a gospel song.
Oh, my God.
You're not falling into place. Hey,
but here's the thing, though, Niles.
Mm-hmm.
And I love gospel. Mm-hmm. Please hear me when I say this.
Okay.
But there are going to be people that don't want another gospel song. They've tried it. They done with it. They just give me something that's relative to my situation.
Meet me where I'm at.
That's true.
Meet me where I'm at.
Yeah.
Don't look past me telling me where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But that can also play a role in helping a person out of a deep hole.
Because
when you tell a person, honestly, I can't see everything, but I promise you, take it from me, there is an expected end to what you're going through, and your future is not outside of you, it's in you.
Mm-hmm.
That awakens. Come on, man, that awakens something. It's a giant that it's like a sleeping giant. I'm telling you, I've been there. So you can't tell me.
For sure.
Yeah. I've attempted suicide. I know what it feels like to be so low.
Sometimes meeting people where they're at.
For
all the biblical scholars out there, when Moses had to come down from the mountain after speaking with God, he had to come down the mountain to speak to the people.
That's right.
And rise up to go to God. Then when it's time to address the situations that would happen with the children of Israel, you had to come down to their level.
Yeah.
Because if you don't come down to the level, people view you as, oh, you're high and mighty, you're riding
the
high
horse.
It is not that easy.
And sometimes it can be looked at as self-righteous.
Yes. It's not easy to address someone who's on a pedestal. It is not. If you come down to their level, it's like, look, I'm just the same as you and me. I actually made a mistake walking into this place.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's like, be vulnerable. Be transparent. Be vulnerable. We all hurt. We all pain. We all cry.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Period. We're humans.
Now do you get why you have to give that testimony?
Exactly.
Now do you see why that testimony really wasn't for you?
Yep.
It had absolutely nothing to do about you. You want it to be. I want it so badly for this to be about me. But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's for that lady that says, you don't get it. I got 3 children, and I got to work 2 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell her, did that too. I worked 3.
Yeah.
You're working 2, I work 3. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're not making light of where that person is. You're merely saying, come on, man, touch me. Touch me.
Yeah.
And when they touch you, you're like, okay, now you touched a miracle. But don't believe in the miracle. Believe in the one who gives the miracle.
That's true.
Because he can choose to give it, and he can choose not to.
Yep.
You get it?
Yes. See, work from the inside out, guys. This is what you get when you listen to our show.
That's
make them feel, make them think, make them laugh.
Yeah.
Metaphysical.
Metaphysical.
I'm just going to look at you.
I'm not going there. You want me to, but I'm not.
If you guys can see like a video of what's going on.
You see just, greatness. That's what you see right now. You will see greatness right now. Okay.
Oh my God.
Keep them on their toes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I got a question the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, "Dr. Tanji, why do you dress up to come to the show? Are you doing a video?" And I tickled and I said, "Oh my God, you don't really have enough time to listen to my story, but mm-hmm. let me just give you a little bit of it. I remember a time when I could not, and I consistently wore the same pair of shoes and the same outfit, so much so that a hole came in the bottom of my shoe.
Mm.
And I remember getting a piece of cardboard and putting it in the shoe and then taping the shoe and smiling. Because I kept thinking, oh, it's going to get better than that. And then I started using my imagination. And I said, man, it's going to be a day. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that it's going to be a day that I don't have to window shop anymore. And hear me when I say this. I'm not excited about the things. I thank God for the shoes, and the clothes. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more focused on His promise. His word. And when you think about an abundant life, that means everything in your life is complete.
Mm-hmm.
Your thought processes, what you're doing, why you're doing it. If you're just doing it for you, it's a good idea. But if you're doing it for other people, it's a God idea. So I want to have more God ideas. I want to challenge folk that, man, come on. Oh, I get it. I understand what you're saying. But let's think bigger. And I don't want to put you in a box, so I won't use the reference, think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
There is no box. If you use a box, you've already placed yourself with limits.
Restrictions. And you tell them next time, don't you go to work dressed up. I'm going to my job. My job is to inspire people and let God shine His light through me. Now go to school.
Don't you just love Niles?
Okay. Just going to sit here.
KJ over here acting like I'm not tickling his soul.
But I get it, though. Honest to God, I really do get it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do get it. It's not about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
No. So how dare you place restrictions on me?
Exactly.
Who wants to live a life with someone telling you what you can and cannot say? Someone telling you that you can't be, if you're flamboyant, then hey, be flamboyant. If you're touchy-feely without imposing yourself on other people's, you know, constitutional rights or what have you, then do it. Yeah, you create that atmosphere where people can thrive. We got enough sadness in the world, man.
That's true.
You come in and everything has to be so stoic.
Yep.
Wow.
That's true. And this is where our ideas intersected. Your principle and a concept that I came up with last night. And I wanted to talk about being in uncomfortable situations and having those restrictions and ramifications and pushing past them, pushing through them, and still getting to the gold. Cutting out all the noise, all the distractions, everything that may bother you, everything that may get to you emotionally. How do you continue to do the work and make sure that you get to the end goal. It's difficult. Wow. As an artist, as a human being in general.
Yeah.
You're in an uncomfortable environment. How do you blossom past that?
Man, you keep moving.
Say something, KJ.
Yeah, think about that just thing.
Andy Mineo has a line.
Oh, yeah, same here.
I'll put you guys on Andy Mineo. If you guys haven't checked out Andy Mineo.
I love him.
Check him out. Amazing artist.
Oh, my God.
He has a track called Uncomfortable. Mm. And the opening line is, nobody said you can die like this. Nobody said you can die from bliss. Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I'm a bit too comfortable.
Wow.
Comfortability will stifle growth.
For sure.
You like being. I think there's a different feeling from being satisfied and content.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, content is like I'm good, but I feel like there's more. When you're satisfied, it's like I'm good.
Yeah, I don't even do anything. Period. No effort. Period.
Yeah. Period.
Absolutely.
I mean, some people want a comfortable life, and if you want that, go ahead.
But what does comfortable actually mean? Like, is that like, and you this speaks to like maybe complacency and so on. Like, comfortable, does that mean that you're not aspiring to do more? Like, you're okay where you are? Like, it's an interesting concept.
That's exactly what it means. I've been there. I've rested on my last success. And for that, I was penalized. And when I say penalized, when you are resting on the success that you did 25 years ago, you know, and there was no growing. I didn't add to the business. Mm-hmm. It was comfortable.
Stagnating. Yeah. Just moving how it moves. Yeah.
Until everything that needs to be shaken will be shook.
Yeah.
And whatever standing, yep, it's yours.
Yep.
So when you start losing patience and clients, you quickly say, oh, dear God, I got to get up. I got to become the work.
Life will slip past you.
I think what you just said was interesting about focusing on things that you did in the past.
Yeah.
Because I've met people before where they focus on past accolades to the point where they get stuck in it. I'm like, what are you doing right now? And like Les Brown says, used to bees don't make no honey.
They really don't.
You know, and it's like people get stuck in the past. I did this, I did that.
Yeah.
It's like you're focusing on your yesteryears.
Yeah.
Is that because you feel like you don't have anything else to produce?
Wow.
From here on out?
Yeah, that's why Denzel, he forgets about his last projects.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's like,
I love that.
It's like, yeah, it's like it happened. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it. I just don't want to get
caught
up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's like there's a famous question that a reporter asked him. What was your favorite project? My next one.
I try not
to dwell in the past. It happened.
Oh, I love
from
that.
It, and just move forward. What's my next project?
The work is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Huh.
That's dope.
Man, come on. All these hashtags, man. Yeah.
Wow.
I absolutely love that.
I can taste that. Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, can I tell you? We just celebrated 14 years. Of
14 years.
Wedding. Marriage. Of what? Marriage.
Who's the lucky man who you're married to? Can we give him a shout out? Can we give him a shout out?
Drum roll, please. Stacey Harris.
Hey.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a story a few years ago, 14 years ago, how Dr. Scott met her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a traffic light. I know, right?
This is new to me, so I want to hear it.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I've always been that person that when I saw something or when I believed in something, I just kind of dove right in. Still kind of like that, but I'm, you know, a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more polished. So I'm taking my boys to get a cell phone. And I'm on the phone with one of my prayer warriors from Mississippi, Darice Brand. And we're about to go into prayer. And I look to my right, and there's this good-looking, bald-headed guy at a traffic light.
Mm.
And I said, hold on one second. I said, let your window down, baby.
Ooh.
My son in the back says, oh, my God. His name is Trun Caliber Brown. He says, oh, man, Ma, come on, please, please don't do that. So Morgan is sitting on the front. He says, okay, Mama. So he lets the window down. And I say to this guy, excuse me, sir, you are so handsome.
Wow.
He was on the phone with a friend. I later learned that he told his friend, oh my God, here come another one. I'm like, what?
Okay. So okay.
When we got together, we exchanged numbers, and I wanted to call him immediately. Again, diving in head first. Tryon says, no, make him wait.
Wow.
Man, I don't know about no game like that. And I've been divorced for how many years now? So I give this guy a call. Long story short, we date. And on the very first date, I'm type A personality, got to be in control. I'm the one that sets the tone.
Mm.
The waitress comes by. We're at my favorite IHOP restaurant in Atlanta. And she says, can I take your order? And he immediately says, she's not ready.
Ooh, he spoke up for you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wait, were you ready though? Or no?
No, I was not. Okay. But no one has ever spoken like that.
Wow.
That's where, bingo. That's exactly what it was. He spoke up for me. So that gave me that sense or state of, you can let your guards down. Mm. It's going to be okay.
Wow.
You know? We got married in Las Vegas, flew the family to the wedding. And I said to him yesterday, I said, man, I love very, very much my very first husband. His name is Terry Scott. And his wife is Doris. And we are all good friends. We pray together. And he was the guy that at 12 years old, I said, I'm going to marry that man. Yet again, diving in head first. And he's a very good friend of mine because if we didn't marry, I wouldn't have had Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend, my best, one of my best friends that I get to walk hand in hand with, he makes me a better person. When I want to cut corners, he tells me, oh no, not right there. The quickest way to failure, honey, is cutting a corner.
Mm.
So he brings out the best in me.
Mm.
And I asked him, I said, would you have married me if you knew that we would have more losses than wins? And he says, but we didn't lose. We just grew up.
Wow.
Wow.
I know, right?
Perspective.
All the single people love this.
Chaos.
Chaos.
Wow. So, ladies, basically the moral of that story is if you see a man that you want, you go and get him. All right?
Roll
Don't let society
window.
Tell you who's supposed to do what. These roles and so on. You get your piece of chocolate, your mint chocolate chip, your vanilla piece, whatever it may be. You go out and get it.
My phone number is...
Tell him, KJ. Tell him, KJ. Shoot.
Shoot your shot.
You get that, though.
Yes.
Yeah, so... What if I hadn't met him? Yeah, I'd be in Atlanta practicing medicine, bada, bada, bada. But now I get to live a life that I'm writing my own narrative.
That's awesome.
How about that?
That's awesome.
For good or for bad?
You know, because it's not easy to find someone who's on the same frequency as you. Or even if they're not on the same frequency in the beginning, you guys grow together and Absolutely. Become that same frequency. It's hard, you know?
Uh-huh.
What's the secret? What's the secret sauce?
The secret sauce? Discovering who you are
mm-hmm.
and being okay with being made over.
Explain.
What do I mean? There were some things that I was carrying around. There was a lot of baggage that I was carrying around from my past relationships, from the time I was a little girl, I can go on and on, being raped and being this and that and thinking that I wasn't good enough. It wasn't until I said yes to me.
Mm.
It wasn't until I said yes to him that I really rediscovered, wow, okay. I got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
So I don't look for people to make me happy anymore. I make me happy.
Mm.
So I'm complete. The secret sauce, don't look for someone to complete you.
That's
You're
true.
You're already complete. He made the end before he made the beginning, and then he placed you into time and space.
Yeah.
You're already complete.
For sure.
That person just enhances your completeness.
Exactly. And once again, it sounds like you had to work from the inside out.
You better believe it. That's how I live my life.
Yeah, like you have to find your light first. And a lot of people look to other people to save them, especially when it comes to relationships. Yes. And it's like, oh, I just want a man or a woman, you know, to complete me and so on. Mm. Once you realize that you already have that missing piece to the puzzle, it's within you.
Yeah.
Man, come on, life changes. Man. How you look at yourself, how you walk, how you talk, absolutely, how you ski. Yeah.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Man, that's right. That's the secret sauce.
You were complete when you met him?
I was already complete.
Mm-hmm. Did the work.
Yeah. And I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Because I want to grow old with this man. Yeah. We're older now. I want to travel the world and do what I'm supposed to do in my purpose. Mm-hmm. When you've got someone, and Beth Midler says it best, you were the one in the shadows. He's not trying to make a name for himself, but he pushes me like, I'm. Sometimes I ask him, do you really like me? Yeah. I know you love me, but do you really like
you.
Me?
Yes, yeah.
Because if I were to tell him right now, honey, I think I'm going to open up a mud cake stand, he'd be the man that says, have you scouted the area, honey? Have you gone mm-hmm. and got the permit? You yep. just can't be selling mud cakes on the street.
Mm-hmm.
He's that voice of reason.
Yeah. Got you. So I'm going to break that down for you guys again. Basically, she said, instead of saying, I want someone to put the pepperoni on my pizza, I am the pepperoni pizza.
What? I don't like pepperoni.
Don't you?
Well, whatever kind of pizza you like, if you like anchovies or you know, sausage, yeah. if you're a vegan, yeah. they have diet cheese out there for yeah. you. I'm just saying, complete your own pizza. Before someone else, you know, putting a condiment or whatever on yours. You make sure your pizza is full and you got the extra sauce and the ingredients. That's all I'm saying.
So we're just going to segue from this.
Yeah. you know, make them think, make them feel, make them laugh.
So trending news.
Hot topics.
Oh, my God.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, wow.
Tyler Perry. I don't know if you heard this, but he's... He wrote a series.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys heard of Young Dylan.
Yeah.
He wrote a song.
I saw that.
And no, Ellen Ellen saw the video on YouTube and brought him on the show. Tyler Perry made a series.
Wow.
Featuring Young Dylan.
Crazy.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Nickelodeon. Yep.
Just imagine the big powerhouse like Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's.
Man, that's mind-boggling to me because it makes me think of that principle that we did last year of multiply, subdue.
Yes.
What are the four things that we're supposed to be doing in the earth? We're supposed to be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. Replenish and have dominion. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
They shoot at his studios.
Come on,
that's
man.
Crazy.
In Atlanta.
But who is this kid? Like, who was he prior to?
Was he
already an actor?
He was a YouTube sensation.
Really? And he took him and formulated a show around him. That's crazy.
I love it.
That's the one thing I appreciate about...
Kid rapper.
You know, Tyler Perry.
Oh, come
he's
on.
A kid rapper.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Giving just anyone a chance.
Be
if they
ready.
Have the
Be ready.
Resources and the tools.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah. All you need is somebody who believes in you.
That's true. It.
Like Stacy, Mr. Stacy.
Absolutely. Hence, we're here.
Pepperoni to your pizza.
Yeah, there we go.
Pepperoni to your pizza. I like that. But that just, it makes me think of nice, fuzzy things. Dreams really do come true.
That's
true. You really can live a life of purpose.
That's true.
And don't make it all about you.
True.
Help someone else get to where they want to be. And I promise you, I guarantee that God will always meet your need.
So I'm going to break that down to the people. All right?
get
over yourself. Sometimes you have to get over yourself. Sometimes you are the barrier in your life.
That's it. Absolutely.
You're not. Oop.
You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
You are the barrier in
something.
Your life.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Yep.
You guys give me a fuel that is just unparalleled. You do. You really, really do. I don't think you really know the gifts that you... are bearing. You guys are you're serving the world with your gifts.
Do you know KJ? Because sometimes I have to ask myself, what are my gifts? Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I try to figure out, like, man, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the wrong thing?
Sometimes you're just moving. Yeah. Like right now, I'm just moving. I'm
You know what?
Point A to point B.
I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know this man. No. I'm getting to know you.
She's going to call me out.
Purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Powell.
People
are
going to search me up.
He's methodical in everything that he does. When I first met this man, how many years ago? Maybe 8 years ago, nine years ago, he says, I'm a world changer. Okay, maybe five.
That's what he said.
World changer.
You know what? I forgot about that. I'll be honest with you. When I told you that, because I think we were in a church parking lot.
We were.
And you said, it was like the new year.
Yes.
And you said, KJ, what do you want to be? I'm like, shoot. I want to be a world changer.
That's the first thing that came in your mind?
First thing that came in my mind.
That's crazy.
I want to be a world changer.
Come on. Who talks like that? How old were you at that time, 5 years ago? Yeah.
15.
15. That's crazy.
Like that? 15, 16.
Come on. Like, yeah. Let's talk about KJ for a bit, man.
I don't like this at all.
No, okay.
I don't like this at all.
How did you get here?
No, but I'm saying, I'm going to keep it short, but like KJ has become like my brother here in LA. Like, it was crazy because, like, we met at Berg Studios.
Shout out to Berg. Gregory Berg.
Awesome acting coach, man. Guy is insane.
Yeah.
But, he comes off as, like, very quiet. At least that's how I perceived him. I'm like, okay, I guess he's just, like, you know, maybe an introvert.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm guessing you're an introvert, extrovert. But, like, we connected on so many things. Like, the first real conversation we had. Wow. And that's rare. And it's not too many people I actually want to talk. People who like major in small talk. And I'm just sitting there like, man, let me act like I'm not listening. Yeah. Like my brain drifts.
Yeah.
But like, we just had a deep connection from the get go. Wow. And like a lot of our experiences were like, you know, we share a lot of commonality. So I'm like, man, he's become like my brother, you know, since then. So I'm like, man, this kid is awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm done, KJ. You know, don't blush. But I'm done. But I had to say that because you don't meet too many people in life where you guys just, you know, instantly connect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you do, you're like, okay, God, I see you. I feel you. I'm here now.
Yeah.
He makes you have more present awareness, those moments where you have to be still and know that, you know what? I got a pulse. I can do this.
Yep.
That's what you do for me. Mm. You have no earthly idea the times that you'd call and I'd answer the phone and I'm thinking, God, I don't want to cry in front of this man. Man, I just don't want to cry.
Cry? Whoa.
Because
there's power right there.
Yeah, man. Because I was going through so much. I mean, I was listening to what you're going through and bada 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 in the school and the classes and I'm thinking, man, I can't throw this on this brother. So I'd say something like, why don't we just pray? You pray for me.
Divert the conversation.
You pray for me. And then he forces you to do more than just pray. And prayer is a staple. God knows it is. But he says, Ms. Tanji, you got to do the work so that you can become the work. So that you don't have to work later. Man, that blew my mind.
It's like any investment. I don't credit that nugget to myself. I had to learn that. I mean... Mm-hmm. I've had it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I forgot it when I was growing up in high school.
Wow.
I would say that. I've always did my work as a kid first and had my free time throughout the day. Shout out to Gary Vee.
Hustling Now. Yes. Man. I didn't understand at first.
Hustling
but
Now.
I understand.
For
Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Gary
Hustle Vee. Now. Live your life later.
Absolutely.
But like still find pockets though. I would have to say, still find pockets just to like relax.
Little grooves.
Yeah, grooves just to relax. Because like sometimes you can overstretch yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to find that out. Well, like I would have to say, like I thought about that like plenty of like decades prior.
Mm-hmm.
Two decades.
Come on.
I'm 20, so I don't know how that works. I can't believe I'm saying a decade
at birth?
Now. At birth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually have a question. Do you guys feel like sometimes struggle can help you find your purpose? And like my question after that is, how did you find your purpose?
Wow.
Because it seems like a lot of people who we know now who are household names, they didn't come from easy backgrounds. No, they didn't come from easy experiences. Like they, you know, experience just some crazy, you know, stuff that the average person would be like, all right, I'm tapping out, you know, and, but it's like they found their purpose through that. I'm like, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
Struggle, I would say struggle, it was very subjective. Mm-hmm. Because people can struggle physically.
True.
Financially.
Different ailments, yeah.
Socially, mentally.
Emotionally, and so on.
I'll talk about my case with the short time that we have.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I my dream was to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know the story.
That's
you know
right.
the story.
Yeah.
My dream was to play football. I wanted to be the best DB in the NFL.
Hmm.
I got injured. I'm 13.
Wow.
At this time, my sisters are in LA with my mom. My parents are still together. They were just testing out LA, testing out the waters. They were going there for them. When I found out my knees were messed up, I was like, you know what? I just want to be my mom right now. I go out with my mom, and what ended up, what was for my sisters initially, ended up for me. I feel like,
oh wow,
this picture of a 13-year-old saying, a doctor going to a 13-year-old saying, oh, you can't play football. He literally said, there's something wrong with you.
Oh wow.
That pushed me to come to LA. I'm from Miami.
Oh wow.
So that is a huge culture shock.
You better believe it is. Absolutely.
And as a 13-year-old kid, and then I tried out, then I ended up doing acting here and there. I would say I got into it fully when I was about 14, 15, 16, around that age. And that was like, this is what I want to do. And like, no one can stop me now.
Yeah.
It took a lot of processing, because when I first moved out here, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to Miami. I'm going to get my body right and go back and play some football.
For sure.
I'm still here, guys. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Wow.
5 years later, I'm still here.
So that struggle for you truly identified your purpose.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's different. That's why,
subjective.
People can come from harsh backgrounds, and that can be their struggle.
Yeah.
People can struggle mentally.
Yeah. Just have some kind of disability.
Disability.
Physical, right. Whatever else.
Right. Economically, absolutely. You can come from a poor background.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it was more of like, it was just a push.
Yeah.
And I was young enough to mold. So I wasn't set. I knew what college I wanted to go to. I knew where I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
I knew everything planned out. God was like,
I love it.
Nope.
Your plans.
Smack purpose. You upside the head a little bit.
What? Get go over here. Oh, wow. Yeah, right? Pretty.
Absolutely. I love it.
Wow.
Wow. So struggle. And, you know, to piggyback off of what KJ said, it is subjective. But when I think of a struggle, Stacey used to tell me all the time, a sense of struggle creates the struggle. So if you're believing or thinking that you're struggling, then guess what? You are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see everything as, you know what, this is temporary.
For sure.
What's the lesson in this?
Yep.
So I was 25 years old when I started my first business, 2 years cancer-free, but I knew that I didn't want to go back to work for someone. Now, here I am at 24 years old. The doctor, at 22, the doctor comes in and says, yes, it was cancer. Yes, it was a malignancy, but we got it all. And you're thinking to yourself, but man, I got 3 kids. That's the first thing I'm thinking about. Now what? So that struggle, that sense of struggle there, I knew I couldn't go back to a 9-to-5. So I go to the bank, and you know my story. I write this beautiful business plan, and I go over to the bank, and the guy laughs at me, and he just chuckles, and he says, that's a great hobby, but you'll never get it off the ground. I'm going back. I'm a paralegal at that time, a case manager, and I'm in West Point, Mississippi, and I'm typing and I'm crying. And there's this one woman that saw me. She had been watching me the entire time. She said, even how I handled cancer. So she comes in and she says, hey, T, I got $5,000. You can have it.
Oh,
but
wow.
Here's what you got to do with it. I said, okay. Do what you say you're going to do and don't quit. Okay. But the moment you start to walk into purpose, expect the unexpected to happen. Because everybody in their mama is going to tell you, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. You're leaving your job to start a business that, baby, black folk don't own nanny services. We are nannies.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm thinking, but my daddy said.
That's not what my dream
So, oh my
said.
God.
Yeah.
Was it hard? How hard is it when you're thinking that, yes, I got it together, and you write a check, and the check bounce. And you've got tenfold to pay. Man, I got a book coming out called What Not to Do in Business.
You're working on that?
I've got literally 6 books that I'm working on at one time. I kid you not.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
At a Barnes & Noble and Amazon near you.
You heard it, right? From your mouth to God's ears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was just about to say, like, you need to write a book, but you're writing books. You
know? books.
But because one thing about purpose, so much time.
One thing about purpose, it's something that you can do. You step away from it, and it's like, oh, I can't leave. I can't leave.
I know.
Like, there's nothing, there's nothing else I would do.
There's a driver.
Oh, God.
And it's you.
Yeah.
You are.
And I can't turn back.
Come on.
And I've come this far.
Man, right,
if I'm about to fail, I'm about to fail hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm about to fail hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the struggle, the sense of struggle, the getting up and falling down, I've fallen more times than I've gotten successes. But that's part of that tapestry.
Yeah.
Now I can go back and tell someone, hey, don't quit your day job. I know you want to go into business. I get it. You know, write the plan, write the vision, make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
But let that job pay those bills.
Yeah.
And at 5:30 until midnight.
That's your time.
That's your time, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no sleep.
Work now in the morning.
Come on.
You do all your creative
That's
stuff
it.
At night.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you plan for the next day.
That's it.
That takes extreme discipline, though, because by the time most people get home, they're exhausted, mentally, emotionally, and so on. So that's what I'm saying. You got to really want it.
You got to really want. Yeah. You got to want it more than you want your next breath.
Yep.
We didn't even think about 5 minutes ago breathing.
Yeah, that's
but we
true.
Knew that if we didn't have oxygen.
Now I'm conscious about my breathing right now.
Yeah, I just started listening.
I'm like, all right.
I started counting my breath.
Breathe.
Think about that. Live every moment. Live it like it's your last. Don't forget. Chaos, it's going to happen. It's your best teacher. But turning chaos into victory. Change your perspective. Change your mindset. Look at the words that says confusion. There was some equilibrium. There was a time where peace existed. And when you got in your own way or let other people with their noisiness get in your way, you created chaos. Remember who you are. Sit in a seated position and govern from a seated position.
Mm-hmm.
That's written. That's a principle. You can't govern standing up. Only time a king stands up is when it's war. Be a king that sits and just speak a thing.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Thank you, Niles.
Yeah. So I'm going to break that down for y'all, okay? Basically, what you just said is we got to wrap things up soon. And, we appreciate you guys listening. You know?
I was like, what is he about to
I know.
Say?
KJ's looking at me like, come on, man. I just said wrap it up. I said wrap it up, man.
I was like, it's your third
come
show.
On, man.
You want to
come
see
on,
a fourth.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to see a fourth show?
Yeah. Man. I'm breaking it down for y'all. That was a nice conclusion for y'all. And we hope y'all took them gem home today. Them gems.
Them gems.
The gem of the ocean.
Guys, we're here every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Dr. Tanji Show. Just enjoying life. We pray that we are encouraging you, motivating you, and inspiring you to get up and get busy and get into purpose. And until next time, don't forget Mondays at 5 p.m. We do Talk to Tanji. Man, hit me up. DM me. Let me know what you're thinking about. And we can bring it to light. Yeah? Mm-hmm. One day at a time. Yeah. I love you so much. Thank you guys for being here.
Let's do this together.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
You're listening.
listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.